Pocan's bills are part of a week-long national campaign aimed at pressuring Walmart to pay higher wages and offer more benefits to its employees. One bill would cap the amount of sales tax retailers can retain to cover the accounting fees for filing their taxes. Under current state law, companies can keep 0.5% of their tax receipts. Pocan says for Walmart, that adds up to about $800,000 a year.
It's not worth that much of the taxpayers' money. Instead, I think that we should change a law to give a maximum of $1,000. You're doing a public service by collecting the sales tax, and that alone, that measure would bring about $5.7 million to state coffers a year just by making it more fair.
Pocan's other bill would ban the state from giving tax subsidies to any retailer with more than 100 employees. He says a soon-to-be-released state audit will document the more than $1 million in state subsidies Walmart has received for building superstores and a distribution center in several Wisconsin cities.
Walmart is one of the biggest corporate giants that literally has 2% of the gross domestic product in sales in the United States. I think they can get off of welfare in Wisconsin.
But Walmart spokesperson Nate Hurst says the company's critics are ignoring a recent study that found Walmart created more than 210,000 jobs nationally last year and saved the average consumer more than $2,000. He says attacks on the company are funded by unions frustrated by their inability to organize Walmart employees.
Working families haven't heard a single idea from these groups. There's no solutions, no vision, just criticisms of our company. What they're hearing from us are solutions to challenges facing working families.
A group of state legislators and citizens groups are holding a town meeting today at the state capitol to debate those claims and make more demands on Walmart. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.